The following program, Voice of Victory, is sponsored by Mount Olivet Baptist Church.
Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone.
And good morning to you, my friends. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Brother Walker, Pastor Mount Olivet Baptist Church. I trust you're having a great week. And I tell you, as life speeds by, as it goes faster and faster and faster, I want to get more out of every day, don't you? I think that's the goal, get everything out of every day. You know, I thought of a truth the other day that I read about one of the riches of life, and it's living each day as if it's your last. It's living each day as if it's your last. Now, to do that, I've got to plan. I've got to let the Holy Spirit help me with that plan. If we say it's not our life but His life, then does it not make sense to let Him plan your life? And with His help, plan out every day. You know, I believe you can enjoy life much more if you plan out the righteous things of life and the righteous things in life, and let God empower you. You'll enjoy every day. I'm looking at a picture of a young man who died tragically last year. In fact, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary in a few days. And it was heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. The whole scenario around it was heartbreaking. And it was too sudden. This 16-year-old boy. In fact, he had just turned 16. He'd been 16 for about 4 days. His life snuffed out by criminals. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the phone call from his father, who pretty much I had been kind of out of his life for a long time. Did not attend our church. I just met him through the ministry. And so, boy, I want to grab every day, and get all I can out of it. One day's going to be my last. So I've got to live today as if it's my last. So I want to do what would please my Lord. And if I do what would please God, it will make for a pleasurable day. We find in the life of Peter a very sad day. Acts chapter 12. We have three different entities in this story in the life of Peter. Three people, or three entities is the best way to put it. First is a sorry king. When I say sorry, I mean sorry. As in pitiful. As in living a sad life. Oh, he was a popular man. He was a known man. He is made more popular, and not in a good way, through Scripture. We find in Acts 12:1, but now about that time, Herod the king, about what time was that? It's probably some 9 years after Jesus' resurrection. We just read in Acts 11, or found out in Acts 11, that the followers of Christ, those who imitated his life, were called Christians first at Antioch, that great church, an unbelievable church, Antioch. It probably had no rival. So many wonderful things came out of Antioch. And I think about the gospel, how it was changing lives and it was transforming people, and that's so wonderful. And I'm looking at a name now on a prayer list, one of the meetings we have for addicts here, Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7:30. It's called the Hour of Power. And the lady's name is Jacqueline, who struggled with life and heavy burdens. And she's been two or three times to this meeting on Tuesday night. And boy, she had a spiritual breakthrough recently. And what a difference it made in her spirit. An awakening, that the light got turned on. Isn't it wonderful when that happens? That's what Jesus does. That's what the gospel does. That's why our purpose is to turn the light on for people by giving him the light. He said, I am the light of the world. I'm the light. Evidently, there's darkness. The Bible says he's the living water. Evidently, people are thirsty. He's the bread of life. Folks are hungry. He's the way. Folks are lost. He's the truth. Folks are confused. He is the life. Folks are enduring death. I mean, all of that. It's so wonderful that this gospel, all these years later, still working, still bothering the devil, still upsetting unbelievers in many cases. Well, this king wanted to vex certain of the church. Notice it said certain of the church, leaders of the church. That's who. And we find him killing James. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, one of the sons of thunder. Killed him with a sword. Cut off his head. I don't know how he killed him. Killed him. A violent death. And friend, that would vex the church, torment the church. And the Bible said, it goes on to say, he says that because he saw it please the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And going to kill him. What a sorry, sorry king. It's a sad day when sorry people are in leadership in government. It's a sad day when sorry people are in leadership in a home. Whoever's leading the home, if they're sorry, that's a sad day. It's a sad day when men are sorry in that they produce children but do not nurture those children, are not responsible to care for those children. God's way always works. A man loves a woman loves a man. They allow God to bring them together. Then they make a commitment. Then they get married. Then they have romance. And then the children come to a home that mom and dad have done things right, with thought, with soberness, and with commitment. Not just a lustful act, not with no thought of the consequences. They engage in an intimacy that God ordained for married couples, a man and a woman, that God ordained it. It's the only thing that will produce a good home, a happy home, a functioning home, one that produces citizens that are a blessing to the community rather than a curse to the community. God's way is always best. Always has been, always will be. We don't have to apologize for that. It's not my way. I didn't create it. But by God's grace, I'm in it. All by his grace. And that grace is for living as well as for salvaging and saving and rescuing. It's also for living. I'm saying it's a sad day when the leader of anything is sorry, selfish, uses his power to satisfy the whims of jealous people. He takes Peter and he imprisons him, planning, the Bible says, when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to four quaternions, 16 soldiers, to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. What was he going to bring him forth to the people for? I believe to convict and kill. I don't know what they were going to convict him of. I know what they were going to convict him of. Spreading the gospel. Using a message that was changing lives. So I guess they'll just kill the messenger. We see it all through the book of Acts. But they never killed the message, did they? They exiled John on the Isle of Patmos in 95 AD. Did it kill the message? And they didn't kill him, but they thought they were rid of him. You can't kill God. You can't kill the message of God. You can't kill the Spirit of God. They don't even know they don't even know who they're fighting. Peter's kept in his prison. You know the story. He was delivered. And let me say this: if God had allowed him to die in that prison, the message would have gone on, and the death would have produced something good. We find at the end of the chapter, Herod was furious when he learned of the escape of Peter. And he blamed the soldiers for what God did. Talk about a sorry king. He blamed the soldiers. The Bible teaches he killed 16 men, 16 innocent men. No doubt not, in my opinion, 16 men probably had families, had parents, had children. And he kills them. Do you realize how many people that affected? Do you realize how much more difficult life became now? A heartache for that wife, that child, those parents of those soldiers, those friends. You talk about a sorry king. God help us. Power-hungry king. Hey, they're alive today. I think it would shock us if we knew of some of the evil deeds of people in power. It's sad. It's sad. But friend, there's a day of reckoning. There is a day of judgment. Justice is on the way. I said justice is on the way. And the Bible said after he had killed these men, he goes down from Judea to Caesarea. And there he abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. They came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace. The servant of the king, and they knew him, he said, man, we want peace with him. They knew this man. He was unjust. Temper got to, obviously, a hot-tempered man. The Bible says, and they want favors. So they're going to acquiesce to this wicked politician. That's not how you get favors, friend. You beg God, you do what's right. You don't have to coddle wickedness and evil. Would to God we had politicians who claim to be, oh, I'll just go ahead and say it, they are registered as a Republican, which is automatically marks them as a conservative, but they're not. They're sheep in wolf's clothing. They're wolves in sheep clothing. Oh, they look like the thing, or the conservative, but they're not. What a shame. What a shame. God help them. I'll tell you, friend, it's not Republican, Democrat. It's evil good. And listen to me. Don't you vote along party lines. You vote along principled lines, policy lines, what is right versus what is wrong. Fooey on this stinking loyalty to a party. I'm going to be loyal to a principle, friend. I said, I'm going to be loyal to, aren't you? Shouldn't you? The Bible says in the book of Acts, he goes down in a set day. He's arrayed in royal apparel, although, you know, they know he's got the power and the money. So they're the proverbial kissing up to him. Tore horrible term, but that's exactly what they were doing. Set up on a throne and made an oration unto them, and the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a god and not of a man. Now, they didn't mean it. Hey, they didn't mean it. They weren't sincere. But he loved it. He loved it. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Justice came. Payday, someday, happened. And it will to anybody else. Sorry, like this Herod. We're out of time. Trust you have a great rest of your day. Till next time, Brother Walker reminding you, you live on the victory side. Hello again, Pastor Walker here. Sunday's about upon us. Make plans, schedule it, be in church this Sunday. Hey, we have Sunday school at 10, morning preaching at 11, and our evening service begins at 6:30. Thanks for tuning in again, and so long from the Voice of Victory broadcast.
Thanks again for listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast from Mount Olivet Baptist Church in Lexington. Call Brother Walker today and let him know you want to continue to hear the broadcast. 859-231-0442. That's 859 area code 231-0442, 231-0442.
93.3 FM and 770 AM.
Addiction does not discriminate. Anyone that's struggling with substance use can call in to us. Call 833-8-KY-HELP. People are struggling and they need hope and compassion and to know they're not alone. All you have to do is pick up the phone. Call 833-8-KY-HELP. And on the other side of that phone is endless hope and endless help.
Kentucky is here to help you. Call 833-8-KY-HELP. or visit the website findhelpnowky.org to begin your journey to recovery. Paid for by the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy.
The following